This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Live off the record with Chicago Line is sponsored by BTC, CG Atlantic, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Janae's Uniform Center, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Trivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Started the Christmas now, six, eh? I mean, like, Christmas Day, like, six, because there's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, five. If you consider today almost gone. So glad you could join us here today. If you are wanting to give up, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-431-59. You can text us on 422-479. WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas. Nine, that's the way my mother listens to the show. You can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 62. So I want to mention basically a couple of things related to FTX. Because I want to talk about something else related more to the season, but a couple of things. I heard in an interview done by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Honorable Fred Mitchell, in which being asked questions by the international press on the FTX issue. And let me say, I think he did a very good answering the questions, putting things into trying to help the international folks understand essentially, from his perspective, that this was an issue on the behavior of bad actors than it was a jurisdictional issue, the extent to which the regulators had responsibility for oversight, and that just like other regulators may have themselves with bad actors acting in ways contrary and then had to respond, that similarly were in this jurisdiction. I thought really a very calm, a very balanced, set of responses to the questions raised. Now, I mean, and it will be what that means to players abroad who want to carry a narrative. Hey, what can you do? My own view is, it would make not one bit of difference. The logic, the rationale would make not one bit of difference because they have the narrative they have in their heads. And they are going to play that narrative to the that they have to play it to the angry losers of money, to the political partisans who have a point of view. And so you what you got to do is tell your story and make sure that your sense accurately and appropriately your own participation in, and he did a reasonable job at that. Now, I still believe that questions around our supervision, regulatory supervision, I think that those questions, some of those questions will remain outstanding. And Ms. who speak for the regulator. So I don't any query with how he addressed the issues that were put to him as official, but there are questions still outstanding around the regulations of the city, mostly to the extent of, you know, where we could strengthen our own work in that regard. But again, it was not. Also, in speaking to the issue, said, you know, all countries face bad actors. That is that on this issue, there seems to be a level of message discipline that the government has. They aren't trying to sing from hymn sheets, right? there's message discipline. That message to some degree, but the discipline seems to be there, and that's important and helpful to the jurisdictions, to the efforts to defend itself. Some unreasonable, and some might say reasonable, questions raised about it. I saw a talk video by an individual purporting to be a lawyer who is specialized in crypto, currencies and so forth. And I have to say, some very sensible points about regulatory hurdles that may have confronted a Sam Bankman-Fried and they remained altogether in the United States of America. He made an argument that his entity was, say, money transfer business that would have brought it into a different regulatory. I don't know that to be true, but I thought it was an interesting perspective. But she quoted the numerous regulatory hurdles that there was no want to have tried to surmount because of the various pieces of information, the KYC and all that kind of stuff. Now, I that when I heard it, you know, because I know when you register these platforms here, even the crowdfunding platforms that RockX and those are, you have to meet certain KYC requirements. And she made mention of this in respect Reed and the FTX and those, and what they would have to in having people mount their platform. And I when I heard it, I wondered, and maybe somebody out there can answer this for me. I would answer. Yet, did those people using the FTX platform here have to undergo KYC requirements? Yes, but I didn't know the answer. So, but it was an interesting set of questions she raised. I have to admit, she seemed a little like cheeky to me when she was doing it, but the questions seemed really reasonable to me. So I'm dipping in and out. Is anybody here else hear me dipping in and out? I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a break anyway, and maybe if there's a technical glitch or so, maybe we'll get it corrected. You're listening to Z Live on Chivago Line, your host. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
take a step. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Have you heard about Janae's Chesapeake Road 5 days of Christmas give back? Get up to 20% off your toys or bicycles, electronic ride-on cars, four-wheelers, and motor tricycle purchases. All electrical item sales are final. Bring in a current year Janae's back-to-school purchase receipt, valued more than $50, excluding VAT, and get an additional 10% off. Restrictions apply. And don't forget the Christmas decorations, balls, and ornaments. Janae's Chesapeake Road's 5 days of Christmas give back, going on now. Extended store hours till 7 p.m. Hurry in and get more bang for your bucks.
Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have some breaking news here from the Nassau Guardian, posted by Candia Dame. Says FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was back in court in Nassau today. He was expected to end his fight against extradition to the United States to face fraud and other charges related to the collapse of his Bahamas-based cryptocurrency exchange. However, his attorney, Jerome Roberts, said he was shocked. Listen to this now. He was shocked to learn that his client was in court. So Roberts said that he had been on his way to the prison to meet with SBF to discuss the possibility of ending the extradition fight. Magistrate Shaka Serville allowed Bankman-Fried time to speak under supervision with his U.S. lawyers via telephone. Seville further remanded Bankman-Fried back to prison. Shortly before 1 p.m., the FTX founder was taken back to prison at Fox Hill. When she denied him bail last week, Chief Magistrate Joanne Ferguson Pratt remanded him until February 8. Listen, this situation gets more and more bizarre. But, and I speculate, I don't know. You know, perhaps Bankman-Fried has decided that Fox Hill ain't no place for him. Since he's under a man, maybe he decided that, you know what, maybe I'm better off in the United States of America. And if he decided that he's better off in the United States of America, then naturally you would want to entrust your legal proceedings to your American lawyers. Therefore, the fact that your Bahamian lawyer is not seized of the fact that you are on your way to court might mean the man has decided, listen, I'm dealing with my American lawyer so that I can get my American self back to America and deal with the judicial system in America and the prison circumstances in America and so forth and so forth. You know, the last thing we heard was a request had been made by his parents that he be served a vegan meal there in prison. Now, listen, vegan is a lifestyle choice. Unless your medical practitioners mandate that that is the only thing you can eat so that your health and otherwise could be preserved and protected from some impending doom, that's a lifestyle choice. So you go to prison where they want to serve you what they serve the prisoners, because, you know, in prison, you are at the mercy of the prison establishment in the provision of the meals that they provide. There may be some allowances for something, maybe for religious purposes or the like, I don't know. But vegan meal? I mean, listen, this ain't even vegetarian now. This is vegan. Because vegetarian, you just absent the meat. Vegan is you got to absent all kinds of other stuff just to make sure you ain't violating your vegan protocols, right? That's some fancy request for Fox Hill Prison. That may be a fancy request for any prison in the United States of America. In any event, maybe he's decided, you know what? All things considered, since, you know, it don't look too bright no how, maybe I'm better off. Because he's fighting extradition, but he isn't getting bail. So as long as you're fighting and you're on remand, right? And you're in prison. It's not as if you're fighting extradition in your Albany Porsche complex. You're fighting it in Fox Hill Prison, at least while you're under remand. That, for him, might be a bridge too far. Right? And so, say, on remand, you are entitled to free world food delivered but by your family. Okay, well, there you go. But that wasn't what I heard. I heard the request was being made for the prison to provide it. So if his family are available every day to take in vegan meals, 3 times a day, 2 times a day, okay then. I thank you for letting us know. And let's know you could get your vegan meals delivered by your family. So you think, who is his family that we are aware of? Mother and father, Stanford, former Stanford lawyers, as I understand it, they're no longer there at Stanford, are going to be bringing him vegan meals to Fox Hill Prison every day. The chances of that happening are slim to none. Slim to none. But, I mean, you never know, right? But I think he's decided, like, you know what? I'm better off in the U.S. system. I'm better off in that system. Yeah. Anyways, so be it. The drama continues. We'll see where to from here. Getting more and more interesting every day. So we're in the thick of the season. And I don't know that. Let me see, I have to put this properly. I think Bahamians who can afford it are certainly carrying on a robust tradition by Bahamians at Christmas time, which is what? You know, doing the kinds of things that make the season for them festive. So that means, you know, sprucing up the place. That means buying new draperies, maybe new beddings, you know, new clothing, you know, nice, lots of groceries, and of course, ham and turkey and the works, and buying gifts, of course. And these days, you know, if you have children who are at that teenage years, your gift choices can be anywhere from an Oculus to a PlayStation 5 in the $600 category, and, you know, and the works, right? They are robustly continuing in that tradition. Let me confess that, you know, I'm doing some stuff this Christmas. I didn't do a lot last Christmas, but I'm doing some stuff this Christmas, right? And I'm doing it because, one, I'm doing it within the limits of my own capacity. And I'm doing it because I want to celebrate. This season, I'm not celebrating some historic, accurate birth of Jesus in December, on December 25th. No, I'm celebrating the season in which we remember and recall the birth of Jesus Christ. And I have to tell you, I mean, listen, just as a believer, don't get mad with me. Just as someone who believes, don't get mad with me, please. If you believe something different, if you believe in Buddha, if you believe in Muhammad, or Islam, you, meaning you believe in Allah, and if you believe in Hinduism or Taoism or whatever, I am not stepping on your belief. But if you believe as I believe, I was just thinking how incredibly fascinating the story is that the God of all the universe, this is the God of infinity, this is the God that has always been and always shall be, this is the God of who is everywhere, this is the God that knows everything, this is the God that has all power, this is the God that created all the stars and all the planets and all the billions of galaxies with all the billions of stars and all the vastness and vastness of space is more emptiness than it is things floating in it. The God of all of that. I mean, think about it, man. I mean, I know it's hard for us to wrap our minds around it, right? But the God of all of that decided. I'm just saying it's a story. Just consider it a story for the moment. This is the everywhere God. This is the every power God. This is that God decided that he was going to intervene in the affairs of this one little planet in the galaxy. There's only one planet in the galaxy, you know, and it ain't even the largest or the most spectacular one. It's the only one we know inhabited for the time being, but it's the only one we know. He decided to intervene in that and then intervene in such a way as to take his God, the one who was there from the beginning when he was creating the world, he was creating the world with him. And say, you know what? I am going to clothe you in human flesh by incarnating you in an embryo spawned not of the sperm of a man, but spawned by the divine manipulation of on the ovum of a Middle Eastern woman we know today only as Mary, married to be married to a man we only know today as Joseph. What Mary's surname is, I do not know. What her middle name is, we do not know. What Joseph's surname is, we do not know. We know he's Joseph's son of somebody. marry son to somebody. And I'm going to have this divine being walk through the 9-month gestation period of a human child, of a human embryo, an infant. And I'm going to have him through the womb that he made and come into this life that he made. And by all these spectacular stories around, I just thought to myself, man, that's a story. That's a remarkable story. That if somebody doubts that that is true, I could understand that. It takes faith to believe it. Because it's like the story of Zeus and how Zeus be and how Zeus spawned this one and spawned the next one and all that kind of stuff. They're remarkable stories. But this one, it takes some to believe. The historicity of Jesus, we do not doubt. not everybody doubts. There are some people who doubt. And so I just thought it was remarkable. And so at Christmas time, spent some time fascinated with that remarkable story. It's something to me. Anyway, but I get caught up in it. Kids are going to be home. And that's the first time we'll be home together like this for a little while, but it'll be great. And so I'm in it. But what I am wanting to say today is that had my circumstances been different, I would have felt no compulsion to be much, much more restrained in what I do around this time, because I do not wish and I do not succumb to the commercialism that pushes so many people to the edge of financial sanity around this time. They get pushed to the edge of financial sanity. I know people who will strain at the knot to do things that honestly is impractical, financially imprudent, and I dare say at the worst is reckless, economically speaking, because of the weight that will put on them come January 2nd, which will be a Monday, it'll be a holiday, January 3rd. And I'm saying though, we ought to be careful not to do that to ourselves. I believe that there is a way to enjoy the season without wrecking yourself. I believe that that is possible. Most of my spending even now represents a completion of the work that was being done to renovate my place since Hurricane Dorian. Not physically renovated, but to populate it and what have you with necessities and so forth. Right? But it isn't worth it to hurt ourselves in ways that come January, you're under enormous stress, enormous strain, enormous problems because you decided to throw caution to the financial winds and then suffer the pain thereof. And so I want to tell you that I also starkly recognized that I think and hope that we also will recognize and do something about it if we can find a way. Maybe and this is what I'm appealing to you today, maybe you can find a way to help. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabbat Lang, your host. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we will continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone, holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Babe, you marched the car?
I marched the
car. The lady run into me, mash the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
This is Erin Green, wishing you and your family happiness, peace, and mangoes this holiday season and throughout the new year from Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on any of the following numbers. You can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So I don't know if you have this experience, but you have young people around you in your home. You know, maybe they're in their low teens, mid teens, high teens, early 20s. And they have a tendency to, you know, feel, let's say, bored. Especially the ones of them who may have been, been schooled in, been immersed in, say, American, Canadian, European cultures, where obviously there are more options, more things to do, and so forth and so forth. And they are, you know, if they have to spend some time, they are thinking, you know, your little small island, your little small country don't have much going on. Things are so much slower here, so much harder to do. And they can be very critical. They can really think that you are backward in relation to the places where they have been exposed to. That's natural. That's normal. But at Christmas time, and most times and other times, there is, to me, a point that they are missing that I kind of wonder whether we have done the job we should do of helping them too. And I, my own conclusion is no, I certainly maybe didn't do that job. That's my own conclusion. Is that they don't recognize that the excitement, the enjoyment that they could have is in the people with whom they are gathered. If they could and would be interested in really engaging those people, really being present with those people, really trying to involve people that they might find that is where the enjoyment really is, that you connecting and involving with them, and then y'all can evolve into activities and things that y'all can do together to make it more enjoyable. Because at the end of the day, as I had a conversation with one of them, and they said, I said, I'm gonna ask you, if you were elsewhere where you normally are, what would you be doing now? And the truth of the matter is, it'd be right doggone at home, hanging around. Did you know the difference is, though? We have to confess this. We have to admit this. The difference is, when I know I have options, even if I don't take advantage of them, it makes me feel different than when I think I have no options to take advantage of, even if I didn't take advantage of them. I think that's a part of it. But I wonder if you and I see that around the tree and around the food and around the gifts, actually painted walls and pictures and decorations, around all of that, there's these people, these glorious, perhaps not so glorious people that matter the most, or can matter the most, if we take the time. If we want to take the time, you know, let me tell you something. You know, and I know, people can be awfully challenging to be around. There are differences in the way we see things, differences in the way we do things, differences in the way we behave, differences in the way we treat things, differences in the way we approach life and cleanliness and orderliness and all that kind of stuff. And you could spend all day being critical of the people around you. These people are your people, and this could be your children, this could be your wife, this could be your husband, this could be your mommy, your daddy, this could be your siblings. You could spend all day being critical. Why are they like that? Why do they do it like that? Why would they? Guess what? You could do that all day long, making yourself miserable and missing this one point. Do you know that if they died, they would not even be around, available to even give you that irritation? And so what's more important? Is more important that difference that they have relative to you about how they do something, how they chew, how they cook, how they work, how they clean? Is that difference more important than them in your life? I mean, seriously, them. I mean, seriously, I am not joking. Do you really, really consider the people in your life? I mean, seriously. Do you really, really even stop to think for one doggone minute? That's my brother. That's my little brother, that's my big sister, that's my little sister, that's my mommy, that's my daddy, that's my auntie, that's my uncle, that's my cousin, that's my friend. To really think about the people in your life and how richer their life could be and is because you are there. If you get involved, if you really involve yourself with them, and how richer yours would be if they are there and they get really involved with you. I want to give you a challenge. And you could please share, help me, talk to me. I'll give you a challenge. Make a memory so profound this Christmas season that you'll remember it all through the year into the next Christmas thinking, wow, I enjoyed that and I'd love to replicate something like that this Christmas. So we'll see. This text says, man, I ain't fooling with you and France losing the World Cup and the promise to sex workers in France, supposedly me. This text says, what we say will be trumped by the evidence filed in the U.S. courts. There's a longstanding trend in this country where the truth is wagged by the PR. That approach won't hold up to court scrutiny. Okay. Stack says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I'm almost certain that SPF will get bail in the United States. Probably will. Stack says, my opinion is that all gods, goddesses, and religions are human concepts and construct. As man evolves, gods and religions evolves. Okay. Okie dokie. I see some folks here who are wanting to press some theology today, and I'm good with that too. No problem. Somebody says, let's see here. Someone says, according to Matthew 19:17, Jesus himself did not think he was God, but you would probably find that contradiction to this in the book of John. I don't know that I don't know that Jesus said he was God or not, but I do know that he was crucified for making himself equal with God. Now, if you make yourself equal with God, what does that mean? Because Jesus said to the Jews when they were ready to stone him, of my miracles, are you stoning me? He said, no. They said, no. We're not stoning you for any miracle, but that you, being a man, would equal yourself with God. That's why we're going to stone you. Now, how did he equal himself with God? Because he said he was the Son of God. Now, some of y'all who like to get all fancy about your theology, tell me, you are human. What is your son? What is your daughter? You are human. What is your son and what is your daughter? Jesus describes you, only begotten Son of God. You are human. What is your son or your daughter? A plant? What is your son or your daughter? Are they leopards? Cats? And I'm not heavy on the theology. I'm just saying. What matters most is we could be different. You know, we could actually differ on all realities of Christmas. Let's say that. Let's say all of us have different perspectives on the realities of Christmas. We don't have to have differences on is how to take advantage of this season and every other season, every other time during the course of any year to see people. To see people, literally see. Because I'm telling you, we don't do it. We don't really see people. Sometimes I have to stop and I have to think of my son, who I spent lots of time with, my 14-year-old, and see him not as my child, but as a person, a younger person than me, but another person with his own set of thoughts, his own perceptions about the world, his own feelings, his own sense of what ought to be, his own desires, aspirations, his own, which I may profoundly disagree with, but acknowledge and recognize this is a person. And some days when I recognize that person, I just go and I just want to hug him. And let him know, but I'm here, and you know what I'm determined not to do? I'm determined not to be treating you just like you just might, the roles that we play. I'm the father and you the child. It's a person. And I want to connect with that person. I really do. It ain't easy, I ain't gonna lie. Connecting with your children, you're 55 years old. They have different realities, different perceptions, especially the ones of them who are coming into their own. And it is not easy to connect. It is not. And I honestly lament it. Maybe you could help. Maybe we could try and find the way to do that this season. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after the news break.
Take a stand, everybody. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to call us on any of the following numbers: 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. If you can want to text us, you can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Those of you who have children, like let's say you are in their teens, their young adulthood, and what have you, what do you do to connect, really connect? Do you know what I mean by connect? I mean, like, you know, when you have a moment with your kids where There's a certain commonness of interest, really. You know what I mean? Like you know that the thing that you and them are both dealing with, you're both interested in. Because you know when your children get a certain age, really, you are in their life by consent. You know, not early in the relationship, they need you. Let's be clear now. They need you. They rely heavily on you. And so therefore, there's a certain degree of involvement that they have to have. And they listen to you and you tell them to do things and they listen to you. But once you see them get a certain age, and it doesn't have to be adulthood. It could be 15, 16, 17. They start to have a level of independence where basically the extent to which you are involved in their life is by consent. And people don't give you consent to be in their lives if they don't have no interest in you, if they don't want to listen to you, if they don't think you and them share any commonality. This is why you know this, that these young people, they're people, as when you were young, when I was young, their people is their people, their peers, their peers, they're equals, the people that same ages. That's who they want to be around. That's who they want to spend time with. That's who they want to talk to. Talking to you is like, you know, all right, let me give you a little bit of that. I'm done. But how do you connect? How do you connect with them? I mean, by connection, I mean, you say, you know what? I really, it might have been 5 minutes, might have been 10 minutes, might have, could have been an hour, but I really enjoyed that time together. Whatever it was, whether you were talking or just playing or just watching something, how do you connect? It is not easy. These folks. Listen, I think about this even with my own mother, right? Who's very likely listening today and thinking how if she sometimes feel what I feel in the disconnection with my children, that's not nice. That's not good. It really isn't. Right? And by, I mean, it's sometimes the disconnect isn't merely because the children are far away. Sometimes the children are close. They could be there. They could be sitting near you. But they, like, you no connection, man. Come on, let's be real. Be no connection, right? And I'm not good at faking. I really am. I don't like to pretend to be okay with a situation. I don't like to pretend to be nice. I don't like to pretend to be happy. I don't like to pretend trying to get you to be okay. I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't do well at it. I'm gonna lie to you all. I'm not good at it. And so you're looking for genuine, authentic moments. And I'll wait for the moment. I ain't gonna push it. I try to invite it. I do. And I can push it. How do you connect? What do you do? Yeah, I was talking. I did a little bit of, somebody's just joining conversation. I did a little bit of talking about FTX, but that's done. I'm now talking about the fact that around Christmas time, we get so consumed with the things and the happenings and the activities. And our young people tend to feel a kind of, especially the ones of them who live in the U.S. or who work in the U.S. or school in the U.S. and Canada and them, they come home and they feel, in quote, bored, like this place is just so dull. And I think they're missing an opportunity that really, what is this? This is about being around the people you care about, who care about you. And like, what does it take to make that connection so that they're happy to do that again? Because that's what it is about. The activities should be enjoyment of things with the people you care about and who care about you, but not I'm only happy when I'm doing things that I want to do. Really? Yeah, I don't know. This text, we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Chicago. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm good.
Hello?
Yes, I'm doing good.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I can hear you.
Okay,
I can hear you.
I can't hear you on this side, but I through the radio, I'm hearing you. So I know you're hearing them.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay, I can hear you now. Hope you're doing well.
Yes,
I just
I'm
want to put
well.
Two little cents in on this FTX situation.
Please.
From my vantage point, just still at the surface, of this, of understanding what transpired in the FTX saga, I believe that once persons start to dig below the surface and we really begin to see who some of the major players are, because we're talking about billions of dollars here, see who all were involved, I believe that basically will give a greater clearance, a greater clarity on just how big this thing is. Some people basically equated this even be bigger than the Enron debacle. And, I'm just holding an open mind to see where this case actually is going. My final comment would be this. I basically, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of book deal and movie deals and everything is going to come out of this. Because, you know, obviously, some people are going to make money from this whole situation. So, you know, I'm just keeping an open mind and just watching what's going to happen in the U.S. courts as it pertains to this. And if the people are going to be ruined, what kind of penalties will have to be paid and so on and so forth. So that's just what I wanted to contribute today. Thanks for taking my call today.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you calling. Appreciate you calling. Thank you. I agree with him. I don't know that the scope of the FTX's debacle is well known, but yeah. But I don't want to detract from also this discussion. Well, that we're having about connecting with these people. Let me tell you something, right? If you are a parent of a, what they call them, Gen Zs, or a millennial, but in particular the Gen Zs, you know that their excitement about the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is limited. Their regard for the place as a place that can nurture their dreams, their hopes, and their aspirations is limited. That their belief in its ability to entertain, excite, engage them relative to other places in the world, in particular the United States of America and Canada, is limited. So if our economics can't hold them, if our environment can't hold them and engage them and interest them, what could saving and accept us, and I'm telling you, it's a struggle. I'm telling you, as a parent of them, it's a struggle. We sending these children off to university in Canada and the United States of America. Listen to me, folk. They are falling in love with them places. They are falling out of love with this place. And it's born of opportunity, it's born of engagement, it's born of a sense of connectedness. And outside of the familial, natural connection and attachment they have to us, if we don't find a way to connect even more strongly, we are going to lose them to this place. That's why I don't take for granted that Christmas time is here. Guess what? In my head, they don't know this, right? They don't know this. But I'm planning out, structuring something. Not, I don't want to be too structured, because this, they have a life. They got to do. But some things, that experiences that I am basically intentional about, hoping that it creates a memory. Because let me tell y'all something, folks. Listen to me. This is Zhivago's ingenious thinking. When you ask someone, how is your relationship with that person? It could be your spouse, it could be your mother, your sister, it could be your uncle, your aunt, your cousin, your friend, your neighbor, your partner. When you ask, how is your relationship with that person? Guess what you do when you are asked that? Immediately, you go in your head to do what? You search for memories. That's what you do. That's what I do. We search for memories. And our memories recall our interaction with those people. And if there is an imbalance between positive memories and negative memories, the response comes back not too good. If it's more positive memories than negative memories, it comes back very good. That's why in the early stages of in love, where people have all these good feelings and they start doing all these wonderful things together, then you ask them, child, how you all doing? And everything is great and the world is great. And guess what? In that phase of in-loveness, almost everything about the world seems, it isn't that anything changed, you know. It's just you change. Your attitude change, your perception change, your optimism, your enthusiasm about life changed. Why? Because when you go back in your head and think of the memories, you feel and think about good memories, and that dopamine starts pouring into you, and you just have the happy in love thing going on. When your children think of this place, when they think of you, when they think of me, they got to go back in their heads and they have to say, they have to draw upon the memories that permit them to evaluate the totality of their relationship, their experience. And depending on those memories, they will make a judgment about your place, your country, your home, me and you, in relation to them. So what the task has to be, create memories. That's why I want the doggone place to look like, wow, woo, that's home. My son, isn't it me, my 14-year-old son, loves being home. I asked him why. He said, Daddy, because look at it. Look at this, is my home. It's got what I need, what I want. And that's the point. All at the end of the day, our human experiences amount to are the memories that get created. And if the memories that got created are only tied to gifts, tied to food, tied to trees, and those things are not connected to the human beings that make them happen in a very real and meaningful way, then you missed the boat. As Tech says, I agree, Z, especially once they have been exposed to college life. Yes, they even church attendance come back questioning everything about the Bible and religion. They come back questioning everything about everything. Your politics, your economics, your, as they should. And I'm not questioning. But if they question, I could deal with the questioning, provided that questioning results in a willingness to engage us. And we don't get defensive. We don't get put off. We engage them. We say, you got questions? That's an interesting perspective. Let me see. What about this? I didn't think about it that way. It leads to engagement. And it leads to the kind of engagement that brings the kinds of memories that said, I just had a dignifying, enriching, probing, sometimes challenging conversation with my mommy, my daddy, my uncle, my auntie, my brother, my sister. And Lord, I'd love to do that again. Say, wait till Shorty discover girls. He won't be at home anymore. I agree with you. He tell me he have 8 girls in his phone. 8. He said, you have 8 girls in his phone. He said, but only interested in one. I'm touching that story very slowly. Praying for wisdom. Say he keeping his options open. Yeah, say you have 8 girls in his phone, but he only interested in one. Yeah, boy. But again, think about that, right? Let me tell you all what, because y'all ain't giving me no suggestions about connecting, how you might connect, right? So to take him as an example, my 14-year-old. So when I'm trying to connect with him, I have to be mindful of what he likes, what he really appreciates. And of course, you all know. Come on, man. You all know what they in the PlayStation, they in the Oculus, they in the, all these games and so forth and so forth. So every now and again, I have to engage that point. You know, they into Marvel and them. So who's the strongest superhero and why? Right? Or, okay, I see you watching this anime. Who's that character? Who's that? Why is he? And so I'm just trying to connect that way. My older kids, the more adult ones, you know, I'm having conversations around, I'm doing things with them. So, you know, you got to do a sushi bar with them, right? Yeah. And so that's an opportunity. You know, I go places and sometimes I'll invite one of them to join because, you know, that's the way. So you got to just kind of make it happen in their natural environments and their natural interests too. You know, this text, let me remind you that BTC would like to advise customers that we have commenced a disconnection exercise. BTC has easy and convenient ways to pay your bill with my BTC app, online banking, BTC virtual store, FastPay, or call us at 225-5282 to stay connected with BTC. You heard it. Also, Christmas is all about lights, music, warmth, and joy. Experiencing it with friends and family is what makes it special. You hear that? From December 14th, 2022 through to January 7th, 2023, Island Pearls International and Think Tank want you to visit the December to Remember Christmas experience brought to you by the government of the Bahamas at both Pompey Square and the Western Esplanade for free. Share a little Christmas magic with the ones who mean the most to you and capture memories through a new tradition that everyone can be a part of. You all hear what they say? You all hear what they said? People special to you. Capture memories. I was telling you all. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivagra Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm still trying to get from you how you connect with these wonderful people in your life. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Mr. Campbell, we have your test results. Do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Good news. No, wait, bad news. Give it to me straight, doctor.
Your blood work came back. You've got erythrocytes all over.
Oh no, this can't be happening.
Here's the good news. Good thing, you're completely fine.
With 99% of medical claims paid in 5 days, we're like a doctor who doesn't want to be a comedian. CG Atlantic, medical in life. Good like that.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
This is Dwight Strawn with Morning Blend. On behalf of the crew and my co-hosts, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and an incredibly blessed and prosperous New Year.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
And gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust again that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on any of the following numbers. You can call us on 323-6232, or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or 439-3043. Text says, can the Supreme Law be wrong or outdated? As in the Constitution? No, the Constitution can't ever be wrong. There's no such thing as an unconstitutional Constitution. And can it be outdated? No, it's not outdated. You could want to change things in it. That doesn't make it outdated. That just means you want to change things in it. But it is as current as it is, still the law on the Supreme Law. And it is never wrong. It is what the law is. You mightn't agree with it, but it is what the law is. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang, and some young people are lost, but will get what you have learned late in life here. You've traveled. The Bible states, train up a child. This is a fact. May God bless you for all that you do. Yes, that's you. The most you can do is, you know, you model before your children the best examples you can, and that includes when you do something wrong or you do something that you know is a breach of something you've taught them, you fess up to it, and you try to show them that life is both these things, and you can make amends when necessary. And you make amends, but so you model, as in your behavior, you do. And to be honest with you, I believe that when it comes to emotional maturity, listen, this is only my belief. I am not basing this on any evidence other than my anecdotal observation. Most of us emotionally are immature. Maybe not in every way, but in far too many ways to even be able to model before our children sometimes the kind of emotional maturity that they need. And it is so important to their success in life and in the workplace. They really need emotional maturity. And so do we. And so I think that for the most part, we aren't as sophisticated in our emotional maturity as we should be, and maybe modeling that is a challenge. And so maybe we need to spend more time learning, understanding our own emotions, our own triggers, our own drives, understanding how practices to regulate how we deal with our emotions, because I think that this can be a huge bonus for helping these children throughout the course of their lives. And so you model and then you teach. You have to give instructions. You have to give guidance. You have to give examples. You have to give opportunities to them to do the things that can lend to their self-management, proper self-management, and their management of their relationships with other people. And this is Christmas time. This is like, for me, you're not going to be able to interact with them as often as you can or you want to. But now you have this opportunity and you take it to, again, you take it to connect. You take it to share. You take it to build memories. Listen, be careful, man. Listen, before you go off because they leave the kitchen unclean, think about it. Think about it. Think about the best way to deal with that while creating a memory that makes that a part of their good feelings about you and them. Before you go off on who too selfish, and before you go off on why they don't, before you go off on they always, think about how every minute of agitation, every minute of unnecessary. And it is unnecessary because if you could learn, if me and your ego could learn to just suck some stuff up, shut up, be still, be calm, and let it go, we could see them and see their love for us, their caring for us, their concern for us, their interest in us. We could see them and we could see their concerns, their hopes, their needs, their stress. I was listening to a documentary. It wasn't a documentary, it was a YouTube video. And it was telling the story of a man and his wife who went camping. And they had an accident. And the woman was falling off the mountain and the man was holding her hand, and the man had fallen down on the mountain, laying down, holding the woman's hand. And the man below the woman was a snake. So the woman thought, if I drop, I'm gonna surely, if I don't die, get bitten by that snake and I won't even be able to try to climb back up. The man was being crushed by rocks that had fallen, but the woman couldn't see this, just as the man couldn't see the snake. And while they were struggling, the man thought to himself, why can't she just make a little bit more effort to pull herself up, and then I could pull her up. The woman looked at him and said, thinking, why couldn't he make a little bit more effort to come reach? She was unaware of the rocks crushing his back. He was unaware of the snake below her. In other words, each was unaware of the other's challenge, pressure, stress, and strain, and therefore were demanding in their heads that the other should do more. Isn't this what we like? Because we don't think about other people and what they're going through, about what they're sacrificing, what they are giving. And we do this as parents. All we think about is, oh, I did this and all I've done and all I've done. Yes, you did. But your children have pressures and stresses and strains, and you just don't know. And your husband does, and your wife does, and neither comes to think about the other's situation so that they might have a little bit more grace in dealing with each other. Just so you know, as the story ended, both those people died. I'm sure if they faced God, they got the truth in the end. Right? So Christmas can be very hectic. You know, we go through it. We got to buy this, you got to buy that, you got to pay for this, you got to do that. It could be very stressful. I ain't asking nobody. I am telling you. But I'm trying to be very conscious. Very conscious. Not to let myself become irritable. Not to give myself unnecessary pressures. But to remember that at the end of the day, even if my house funky, even if everything ain't the way I want it, my kids are here. And the people I care about are here. And so what I want to do is maximize the opportunity to make good and positive memories with them. And I ain't letting no little irritation about no little this get in that way. If I have to say to somebody, you know, can you help me do that? Can you pick this up for me, please? Can you drop that off there? That's what I'm going to do. But I ain't going to go off on nobody because I'm not doing it. They are more important than the things that irritate me that they may do. And I hope and trust you will understand that. At the end of the day, Jack, if this Christmas really means anything, it only means something because of the way you spend it with the people you care about and the people who care about you. Right? gifts for a little while till the next thing come around. So you get PlayStation 3, then you get PlayStation 4, then you get PlayStation 5, and then the PlayStation 6 and 7. All of them can pass on. Daddy can be here, or maybe he will not be next time. So will you enjoy Daddy? I'm going to ask my son to him. My son to him, I asked him, why you enjoy Christmas so much? He said, it's because I get to be around my family. I love to hear it. I heard, and he means that, because he enjoys being around his people. I wish to God that I could take with him and zap all us with, I mean, I ain't talking about my family now. So you can have what he have. He loves being around family. I have my mother, my mom loves being around family. My mommy loves being around friends. My mommy loves being around people. She can get a little ornery when she's ready in her old age, but you know, she loves being around people. Loves entertaining people. Ah, boy. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take another break, our final break. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after this break.
Not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
To think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everybody, from Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. See you in the new year.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
Out of this cage,
I'm standing up, I'ma face my demons.
I'm
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabar Golang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this Monday afternoon. Sorry about that. Life and something like it. So if you want to give us a call in these remaining moments of the show, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. No, I spoke a little bit about FTX early in the show. I'm not talking about politics. I'm not talking about economics or finance, even though we talk a little bit about that, about how you watch yourself spending around this Christmas time. Watch yourself, don't wreck yourself. Did talk about that a little bit. But really, I was trying to talk about using this Christmas time to make those important connections that need to be made, especially with these young people you got in your life who going off to Europe and Asia and Canada and the United States of America, who going to absorb a different kind of life and lifestyle and believe and love them things. And then they come home and life ain't so grand. You know, we have a call on listening to you.
My brother, Mr. Lang, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you, man. Compliments of the season to you.
Same to you, my friend.
Yeah, Mom, I'm enjoying your conversation, the conversation this afternoon. I wanted to call in and kind of just leave my 5 cents.
Okay.
I'm a former contributor there on Guardian Radio myself. We did a show called The Real Love Talk Show, and it connects with persons on an intimate basis. But this is right to the point. It starts right at the heart in terms of the interpersonal connections that we develop and have with each other. Mm-hmm. And so most certainly, I'm there with you when you talk about how it is in today's society. We somewhat become transfixed. We become lost, absorbed. And technology sometimes, you know, you talked about the young ones and how, and not even the young ones, everybody nowadays seems to be connected to their phones in a way that it's almost like it's, you're spellbinded, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is, you know, all of these things are inanimate objects when you look at us living in a virtual reality, which is common nowadays. We forget the human connection.
Mm-hmm.
And so for myself personally, I'm not a big proponent of Christmas. I don't celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wholeheartedly believe in establishing those human connections. I have a great background in food and beverage, and I tell persons that I train all the time, when you look at the nice restaurant, at the decor and the ambience and all of these different things, right, these are all inanimate objects. The beauty is when you have team members and persons come together as a collective and they make that experience. And so similarly, in a personal vein, when we talk about our family members, we need to be mindful of the fact that it's important to, in some cases, reestablish, but keep those bonds, those fulfilling life memories that will be treasured for years and years after you and I and our other dear loved ones are gone. Those things will live on, those connections, those bonds. And lastly, I love the idea celebrating people, right? And whether it's the younger ones, I know even with my parents, for example, I enjoy playing chess with my dad. We have a standing date at least 2 times a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my mother and I, we take drives and we go by the beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoy that sort of stuff. My grandkids, similarly, nature is such a powerful force. And when you can get out and create these treasured memories, Mr. Lang, I believe that it just enriches and make the life experience all that more important. So I'm wishing everybody a happy holidays. I want everybody to be safe. Same to you and yours, Mr. Lang, and I'll hang up and listen to your commentary, sir.
Well said, and thank you very much today, man.
Pleasure indeed, my brother. Thank you. All the best to you.
You too. You know, interestingly, he used the example of a restaurant. the restaurant is created by people and it is operated by people. And for what? For people. If there were no people, the restaurant wouldn't be. So it's all about people, right? And so what is a restaurant hoping above all else? Like almost any business, hoping that the memory that the people, the memories that the people have in the restaurant is so treasured that they want to come back and create more memories. See, even as he says he doesn't celebrate Christmas, right? As a number of people do not. But the thing about it is Christmas gets to be an excuse. Because listen, man, if the world didn't take the opportunity to create all of this hoorah around it, right? All of this, it's already there. So it's a great excuse. I mean, it's like we get holidays that some of us don't celebrate. Like August Monday, right? We only get the time off and love it. We don't even know what August Monday about. We just take the holiday. So we take the holiday and we take advantage of it for ourselves, right? Well, you got a holiday. Use it as an excuse. An excuse for what? For building bonds, building memories, building connections, that's the thing. Because when else are you all going to gather around a table with a huge turkey and ham and all the stuffing and all that other stuff? It ain't gonna happen, right? With all this music playing and all these colorfuls coming. If that's not an occasion to make a grand memory with all the generations, from the little ones to the not so little ones to the not so long so little ones and so forth, man, I don't know anything else that can. All I'm saying is, people, don't waste this opportunity fighting over stupidness, fighting over nonsense, debating over crap that won't matter 100 years, 10 years, 50 years from now. Wasting time hating on people, wasting time being upset with people when you could be standing at their graveside next year, even before the end of this year, crying about how they gone. And I wish to God I had a memory. When you got the now, right now, to make the memory that you could stand at the graveside and think, man, I enjoyed that with her and him. Oh, that was so special. Wow. 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 And these days, you can capture the memory in photo. You can capture the memory in video. You can capture the memory in all kinds of ways these days. You can capture the memory so you can look at them over and over and over again and visit with those same people that you enjoyed the memory with. That's all I'm saying. Careful. Careful. You see them little children, they can run up and down. They can drop a glass and they can break the glass. Man, don't ruin Christmas on that. You can give them a gift and they're not going to enjoy it. Some of them, they're going to look at it and they can make you angry. Don't ruin Christmas on that job. That's a child. That's the child. The child was the prize, not the gift. Don't ruin Christmas on that, man. Your wife can say something to you or do something. Don't ruin Christmas on that. Tell them, you know something? You are more important to me than being right in the situation. You're more important to me than even trying to resolve this misunderstanding right now. You are more important to me. So, hey, no tingy. Let's squash it. You want some eggnog? Spike? Oh, man. You could have a memory. You could have a memory with the people you love. Don't let FTX... Maybe if you're in the media and you got it covered, you carry right on, right? But FTX? Really? You think that's what... Bermuda? You think that's what... No way. Not a possible chance. Yeah, I ain't got all the money I would like to have, but whatever I got, I'm going to make it work. I'm going to make it work with these same people I love right up and make it work. Right here with them, No, my house ain't the fanciest on planet Earth, but it's my house. It's where we're going to be. It's where we're going to gather. Oh, shucky, sucky now. And oh, I got some music playing. I'm going to play my Mahalia Jackson. Oh, yes, sir. I'm going to play my Nat King Cole. Yes, sir. I'm going to play my Frank Sinatra. And I'm going to enjoy it with the people. I'm going to dance with my sons. I'm going to dance with my daughter. I'm going to dance with my wife. I'm going to dance with my husband. I'm going to dance with my mama. I'm going to sing with my mama. And I'm going to sing with my sisters. And I'm going to sing with my brothers. And I'm going to enjoy my friends. And the ones who come over, bless the Lord, the ones who don't come over, I hope they're having a good time wherever they is. Oh, yeah. Some people who was in your life last year ain't in your life this year. Bless the Lord for them. Hope that they are happy where they are. Hope that they are doing great and fantastic where they are. But you do you now. Because you can't. Listen, all I'm saying is be with the people you're with. Be with them. Don't be around them. Be with them. And let and hope they be with you. Right? I really felt, I felt compelled in my soul to share this with you today. Maybe it ain't what you want to hear, but I would have done my duty today. Christmas is coming. The day, that day, Sunday. I mean, not like, while I know Christmas is coming, I'm not getting tanked up for Christmas Day. I'm enjoying the process of Christmas, the Christmas season. That's what I'm doing. Enjoying the process. Then I go and shop. I'm shopping with intentionality and enjoying that. Right? And I'm thinking through, okay, this is to do that. And this is to create that impression. And this is. And this will be great. Super. Maybe this may be one of the most intentional Christmas I have ever had. Maybe. And I certainly know it can be one of the most enjoyable I ever had. That for sure. Oh, boy. Anyways, I hope and trust that you remember what I said. I hope. I mean, I hope it was helpful. I hope it was, you found it useful. We, listen to me, parents and guardians. It's a big burden, really. Honestly, I'm going to say we have to think through, we have to get creative, we have to find ways to intrigue our children about their connectedness to us. Because if they are connected and connected to us, they will want to be around us. And if they want to be around us, they will want to be where we are. And if we are here, in this country, they will want to be in this country. And next, then, we only have to find the opportunities that may help them to do in this country what they would want to do while they are being in the country with those who they want to be with. Now, how is that for a strategy? You know, government could do that for you. The government can make you more attractive to your children. Attractive. Let them do what they could. Let's do what we can. At least you make the effort. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I trust and hope you have a great evening. God spare life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.
Come